I'm smiling because whenever we pull out that red hymnal, we get that amen at the end, and we don't do that with our Presbyterian hymnals. We pulled all those out. But I like it. So, just a quick question. Has anybody else been hot? Can I get an amen? I would raise my hand, but I think I'm a little sweaty under there. It's hot. Is it hot? Oh my goodness. You know, I heard some felons in Yuma, Arizona, they died. And they didn't go to heaven. They went to the other place. And they came back 2 days later because they wanted blankets because it was... It's hot. It is so hot. Thank you. Yeah. I feel like I should be wearing pants every day, but every time I look at the closet, I think they're sweatpants because it is so hot. It is so hot. Thank you. My cousin said his chickens were laying omelets. Aren't you glad you came? Just for that one. It is so hot. I saw a funeral procession go through Dairy Queen yesterday. It is so hot. When you catch a catfish, it comes up fried. It is so hot. I'm sorry I'm doing this. There's some squirrels in my neighborhood, and I saw them, and they were wearing oven mitts to pick up the acorns. It is so hot. This is the last one, I promise. I bought some bread at the store yesterday, and when I got home, it was toast. So if you have any complaints, speak to my writers. I feel a little bit like Johnny Carson right now. You know, when he'd tell a joke and he kind of look at like, I am really sorry about that. I'm reminded, I am thankful that after the flood, God promised that he would never destroy the earth by flood again. However, it says in Isaiah and it says in Peter that God will destroy the earth by fire. And I feel like we're in it right now, right? It just keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I've had plants in my yard for 20 years and they've just burned. They're gone. A couple weeks ago when it was super, super hot. And I'm telling you, the fires, they're just crazy, right? I'm scared to turn on the news. Am I right? We dealt with fires all last year. It seems to get hotter every year, and it's like this vicious cycle. The more these fires burn, the less foliage there is, which helps to cool the earth. So then it just gets hotter, and the hotter it gets, the more we turn our air conditioners up. And I'm telling you, that those air conditioners just blow hot air out. So it must be just making it hotter and hotter. And things are getting drier and drier, and these fires happen, and it just makes it worse and worse and worse. It's scary. I think it's a vicious spiral. And I don't want to preach hellfire and brimstone, but just go outside. I mean, I don't have to preach it. We're living it. Extreme heat and fires in the west and southwest, and then you get the floods in the east coast, tornadoes in the midwest, hurricanes in the Gulf. Japan just got hit with a typhoon yesterday. Indonesia got hit with an earthquake a couple days ago. Volcanoes are erupting in Hawaii and Vanuatu. I never say that right. Vanuatu. The world's gone crazy. The world's gone crazy. And then, if that's not enough with all the natural disasters, then we have politics. And that's just a disaster in and of itself, right? If you want to sleep at night, do not watch the news. It just is too much, right? And then, of course, we get on Facebook, and then what happens? People get into grumping discussions. I use that word nicely. On Facebook. Our allies have become enemies. Our enemies have become allies. One week we're threatened with nuclear annihilation, and the next we're sitting down and having dinner with them. I'm reminded of, anybody ever heard of Brandy Stonehill? It's an early Christian singer. He has a song called, the chorus goes this way. Stop the world, I want to get off, this is too weird for me. I kind of feel that way. In fact, I'm singing that song a lot lately. Stop the world, I want to get off, I get the definite impression that this isn't how it's meant to be. I kind of feel that way, right? So we're in this sermon series called Summer Playlist. We're going through the songs of the Bible. And I had scheduled the Magnificat for today. If anybody looks at the messenger and you thought, I'm coming in because I want to hear Mary's song, the Magnificat, I postponed it. And here's why. Because we're going to sing the old hymn in the garden that day with the Magnificat. And Fred Christ requested that song. And I know several other people requested that song. Bobby Rooker is another one, and neither of them are here today. So I said, well, I'm going to hold off. And when we filled out those forms, I asked people for their favorite psalms. And Psalm 23 was the number one favorite psalm. But guess what was number two? Come on, it can't be that hard. Look at your bulletin. What? 46, yes. Yes, so Psalm 46 was the number two most liked psalm by our members. God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength. Gosh, do we need to hear that? God is our refuge and strength. And then there's a refrain in the psalm, which is kind of unusual. The psalms don't have refrains that repeat too often. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. It just kind of says who is with us and what he does. God is with us and he protects us. When the world gets crazy, remember that. Remember who is with you. Remember what he does. Remember where you can find refuge. You see, the psalmist starts with natural disasters. He says the earth is changing, mountains shaking in the heart of the sea, waters roaring and foaming, mountains trembling. It's like the psalmist was watching the news in the 21st century. All these terrible things are happening in the world. And then in the midst of it all, he says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. So all these other things are going on crazy. And then there's this river that's flowing. The river always symbolizes in Scripture life. The river symbolizes life. Have you ever noticed that when you're driving maybe in Eastern California and you're driving along and it's all kind of deserty and then you all of a sudden see all these trees lined up and you realize, oh, there's a river over there. The river symbolizes life. When everything else is being destructive around you, there's a river in the middle of God's city that symbolizes God's life. You see, when the natural world has gone crazy, God is our source of stability and strength and refuge. When everything else is changing and shaking and roaring and foaming and trembling, God's dwelling place is stable. God's foundation is secure. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God is unshakable. And then the psalmist gets into political unrest. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms are tottering. God speaks and the earth melts away. All the cares of the world melt away when we hear God's voice. When the cares of this world begin to consume you, listen for God's voice. And the cares of the world will melt away. It's like that old hymn. You can sing with me too. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. The things of earth will grow strangely dim when our eyes are set on Jesus Christ. So God makes the wars to cease, the psalmist says. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the shields. The weapons of war are as nothing in the hands of God. And then I just love it. The psalmist is describing all these terrible things that are going on with the world and with the nations and all of these things. And then there's this quote. You see the quote marks in the scriptures. And it's with all of this craziness, then all of a sudden this voice, be still. That I am God. Don't you just love that? Be still and know. Be still and know. God speaks. Know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. When everything else has gone crazy, rest in that knowledge. Take sacred Sabbath in that knowledge. Listen for the voice of God. The psalmist covers political unrest. The psalmist covers natural disasters. Notice at the end of God's statement, I will be exalted among the nations. There's that political unrest. I will be exalted in the earth. There's that natural disasters. The psalmist covers it. God covers it. Be still and know that I am God. As I was preparing, I was reminded of Matthew chapter 7 at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says this from Matthew 7, 24 and following. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts upon them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Either way, the storms come. Either way, doesn't matter how much faith you have or don't have, the storms happen. What does matter is that our faith prepares us and strengthens us and gives us a foundation upon which to withstand the storms. So, what is our role? Be still and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. If you remember nothing else today, remember this. Our stress level is tied to our faith level. Our stress level is tied to our faith level. The more stress we're experiencing, the more faith we need. If we lack faith, our stress level will go higher. If we have faith, our stress level will be reduced. Not that the craziness of the world changes, just that our stress level will come down. The more we know God is with us, the more we find our refuge in God, the less we stress. So what stresses are you facing today? What are you experiencing in your own life? Financial stresses? Employment stresses? Health issues? Relationships? Be still and know that God is with you. God is your refuge and strength. Find strength in that and begin to act upon the words of Jesus Christ and allow your life to be transformed. Allow yourselves to experience the strength and refuge of God in the midst of the craziness of the world, in the midst of the heat, in the midst of all that's going on in our lives, in the midst of the political unrest, the natural disasters. Be still and know that I am God. God loves you. God cares for you. God is your strength and is your refuge. You belong to Him. He will not let you go. Amen.
Amen.